Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. In the name of Jesus. You know, I'm truly blessed and honored in Jesus' name to be before you once again, having the opportunity to continue bringing forth the Word of God, as we do Monday through Friday, as often as we can, as God allows us and is willing for his anointing to continue to flow as he always does. We bring the word, reading out of the New King James Version of God's Word, Monday through Friday, in Jesus' name. Currently, we are in 2 Kings chapter 16, which is what we're starting on today. And once again, we come forth trusting, believing, feeling the anointing of God as we bring forth the Word of God through the truth of Romans chapter 10, verse 17, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. We continue with our commitment, bringing forth the Word, reading with a theatrical tent, not adding to anything or taking away, but reading exactly what thus says the Word through the Lord with the Spirit, and understanding that all of what's said is written and inspired by the Word of God, the Spirit of God that brings forth that Word with power and that of the anointing which destroys the yoke. I once again come forth, want to give all honor and praise to God who has changed my life, my focus and my attitude, my love that comes forth onto me more so for my wife, understanding the truth of the covenant and what it really means, and my love and commitment towards God. Understanding as we're reading the Word of God coming out of the New King James Version, we've been celebrating the reading of the Word, going through 1 Kings, 2 Kings, and all of what's been in the Word of God. Understanding that the message God has been given to us, the Word is saying to serve and worship him with all of our mind, heart, soul, and strength. This is what he so desires for us to do. And this is what the problem that we've been having all the way from the beginning to today, loving the Lord with all of our mind, heart, soul, and strength. That's a serious thing, because in doing so, that means you're willing to give up all that stinking thinking, all of that foolish living and stuff that's backbiting and unrighteous unto the Lord, that's deceitful, and all those things that are not the right thing. You don't want to be part of that anymore. This is what the problem was with the Israelites back in the day when we've gone through all of the kings and so on and so forth, as to we come on today to this point. Before I go into explaining any of that, I also want to bring forth, of course, the acknowledgement and honoring of my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. I give God all praise, glory, and honor, but I also want to honor my wife, who recognizes with her, she completes the fold where Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all three are one. God, myself, and she are one through the Spirit, because we are unified in togetherness and the commitment that's handed down from God, where I have a responsibility as a man to have that commitment and communication with God, being righteous in his sight the best way that I can, only through the Spirit of God, because David can't get it right. He did it and he messed it up. He messed it up with everything that he tried to do. It didn't last. The only thing that God has, the only thing that God brings together, no man comes asunder. So it's in that that my wife and my love and my commitment comes by way of God. I love because God loved me. And that's what love is all about. Again, unconditional, agape love, excuse me. Understanding that that power and love is able to overcome a multitude. And through God, that's of sin. And the same as through my mate, my wife. And that covenant brings forth oneness with God. And that's where we stand, and that's where I stand on today. And anything that comes against that love and that fortress of power of the Lord, if it's not meant for me, it's not for me. And I thank God for being able to distinguish and acknowledge those things that are not. The Bible says that in the end, we will be against son, will be against his fathers, and wives against husbands, and everything, family, just to be against each family. And these things are signs of the end of times. We must prepare ourselves and trust that God's word is true and to love him with all of my mind, all of my heart, and all of my soul, and all of my being the best way that I can. Now, I can't go for giving you a message right now, but if there is any message to give, if loving the Lord is wrong, I said, if loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right, because I love first. Because God first loved me. So with that being said, God bless each and every one of you who come by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, or however you may read or hear about this word or program that we have on today, David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We come forth with the truth, and we trust God that even through our anointing, breathing my wife comes forth with the word or myself, it's all about the Spirit of God. And within me, I have that Spirit of God. And where I stand, to anybody who wants to hear, who will hear, I stand on the word. And for me and my house, I say it for me again, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God bless each and everybody out there. In Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on today, Lord God, we come knowing that we are in our last times. We're in the end days, and at any moment you can sound the trumpets and the horns, and it'll be that time. But I come forth today, Lord, praying, asking that, Lord, through all the faults and wrongs and the things that I personally have done, I ask for once again of your forgiveness. As I always mention again, that I recognize your word. You forgive me of my sins, and you don't remember them and recognize them again. That's your love, and you don't bring it upon my heart. You don't bring it upon my back, continuing pressuring me about the sin that I committed. You said, Lord God, that you forgive me. You said in your word that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, you become new. Upon this rock you build your church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We talk and we stand on your word. And in Jesus' name, we plead the blood of Jesus. And there is that of a fence around us where no hurt, harm, or danger are come by these dwellings. For this is of what you provided for us, Lord God. This is where we are stewards of your blessings. We ask that we continue to bless those that are less fortunate than we are. We pray in the name of Jesus that you visit the jail cells. And Lord God, somebody's in fear right now of tomorrow. We pray for peace to be still. And we ask that your strength and your power continue to manifest and saturate into the heart, mind, and souls of believers and even those who are struggling, Lord. I plead in Jesus' name that you will show up and that you will show out. Lord God, again, we thank you. Visit the heart, mind, and souls of those who just are a moment away from saying, I do. Well, Father, if in the name of Jesus has power, grace, and mercy, I come forth saying, for them I do, standing in the gap for those who are sin. Father, we plead the blood from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. And again, Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my house. Thank you for, Lord, once again, we get a chance to get it right. And as always, Lord God, we never could have made it, never again. But we have to this point where we can recognize that, Lord, we never could have made it without you. So we thank you as we're here now today. We'll be back with 2 Kings chapter 16 in Jesus' name.
I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
hallelujah. I never would have made it without you. Second Kings 16. Let us read. In the 17th year of Peter, the son of Meliah, Ahaz, the son of Jotham, king of Judah, began to reign. Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And he did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord his God, as his father did had done. But he walked in the way of kings of Israel. Indeed, he made his sons pass through the fire, according to the abomination of the nations whom the Lord had cast out from before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burned incense on the high places, on the hills, under every green tree. Then Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to make war, and they besieged Ahaz, but could not overcome him. At that time, Rezin, king of Syria, captured Eleph from Syria and drove the men of Judah from Elah. Then the Edomites went to Elah and dwell there to this day. So Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, saying, I am your servant and your son, and save me from the hand of the king of Syria and from the hand of the king of Israel, who rise up against me. And Ahaz took the silver and gold that was found on the house of the Lord and in the treasures of the king's house, and sent it as a present to the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria hated him. For the king of Assyria went up against Damascus and took it, carried its people captive to Kaya and killing Rezin. How King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and said, altar that was at Damascus, and King Ahaz sent to Elijah the priest to design of the altar and its pattern according to all its workmanship. Then Elijah the priest built an altar according to all that King Ahaz had sent from Damascus. So Elijah the priest made it before King Ahaz came back from Damascus. And when the king came back from Damascus, the king saw the altar. And the king approached the altar and made offerings on it. So he burned his burnt offering and his grain offering, and he poured his drink offering and the blood of his peace offering on the altar. He also brought the bronze altar which was before the Lord from the front of the temple, from between the new altar and the house of the Lord, and put it on the north side of the new altar. And King Ahaz commanded Urijah, the priest. Saying, on the great new altar, burn the many burnt offering, the evening grain offering, the king's burnt sacrifice, and his grain offering, with the burnt offering of all the people of the land, the grain offering, the drink offering, and sprinkle on it all the blood of the burnt offering, and all the blood of the sacrifice, and the bronze altar shall be for me to inquire by. Thus did Uzziah the priest, according to all the king Ahaz commanded. And King Ahaz cut all the panels of the courts and removed the liver from them. And he took down the sea from the bronze oxen that were under it, and put it on the pavement of stones. Also he removed the Sabbath pavilion which they had built in the temple, and he removed the king's outer entrance from the house of the Lord, an account of the king of Assyria. No, the rest of the acts of Ahaz which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? So Ahaz rested with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, where Hezekiah his son reigned in his place. 2 Kings chapter 17. In the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, Hosea, the son of Elah, became king of Israel in Samaria, and he reigned 9 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, but not as a king Israel who were before him. Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, came up against him, and Hosea became, yes, vassal, and paid him tribute. My new money. And the king of Assyria uncovered the conspiracy by Hosea, for he has sent messengers to do so, king of Egypt, and brought no tribute to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. Therefore, the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. Now, the king of Assyria went throughout all the land and went up to Samaria, besieged it for 3 years. In the 9th year of Hosea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away to Assyria and placed them in Hela and by the harbor, the river Gozan, and in the city of the Medes. And so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and they had feared other gods. And he walked in the statues of the nations whom the Lord had cast out from before the children of Israel and of the kings of Israel, which they had made. Also, the children of Israel secretly did against the Lord their God things that were not right, and they built themselves high places in all their cities, from watchtower to fortified city. They set up for themselves sacred pillars and wood images on every high hill and under every green tree. There they burned incense on all the high places, like all nations whom the Lord had carried away from them before them. And they did wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. For they served idols, of which the Lord had said to them, "You shall not do this thing." Yet the Lord testify against Israel and against Judah by all of his prophets, every seer saying, "Turn from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, and which I set to you by my servants and prophets." Nevertheless, they would not hear, but stiff-necked their necks, like the necks of their fathers, who did not believe the Lord their God. And they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he had made with their fathers, and his testimonies which he had testified against them. They followed idols, became idolaters, and went after the nation who were all around them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them. So they left all the commandments of the Lord their God, made for themselves a molten image, and two calves made of wooden image, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served Baal. And they caused their sons and daughters to pass through the fire, practiced witchcraft and soothsaying, and sold themselves to the evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Therefore, the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them from his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah alone. Also, Judah did not keep the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel which they made. And the Lord rejected all the descendants of Israel, afflicted them and delivered them and into the hand of the plunderers until he had cast them from his sight. Hey, draw Israel from the house of David. And they made Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, king. Then Jeroboam drove Israel from following the Lord and made them commit a great sin. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. They did not depart from them until the Lord removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said by all his servants, the prophets. So Israel was carried away from their own land to Assyria, as it is to this day. Done. The king of Assyria brought people from Babylon, Cutter, Eva, Hamath, and from Sepharim, and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. And they took possession of Samaria and built in its city. It was so at the beginning of their dwelling that they did not fear the Lord. Therefore, the Lord sent lions among them, which killed some of them. So they spoke to the king of Assyria, saying, "The nations whom you have removed and placed in the cities of Samaria do not know the rituals of the God of the land. Therefore, he has sent lions among them, and indeed they are killing them because they do not know the rituals of the God of the land." Then king of Assyria commanded, saying, "Send there one of the priests whom you brought from there. Let him go and dwell there, and let him teach them the rituals of the God of the land." Then one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and dwelt in Bethel and taught them how they should fear the Lord. However, every nation continued to make gods of their own, its own, and put them in the shrine on the high places which the Samaritans had made. Every nation in the city where they dwelt, the men of Bethlehem had made Sekhoth, the men of Cuth, made Najal, a man of Hamath, made Eshma, and the Hittites made Mithaz, the Tartak, and the Sephrites burned their children in fire to Abramat in Anamelech, the gods of Sepharim. So they feared the Lord, and from every class they appointed for themselves priests on the high places who sacrificed for them in these shrines of the high places. They feared the Lord, yet served their own gods, according to the rituals of the nations, from among whom they were carried away. To this day, they continue practicing in the former ritual. They do not fear the Lord, nor do they follow their statutes or their ordinance or the law and commandment which the Lord had commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel, with whom the Lord had made a covenant and charged them, saying, you shall not fear other gods, nor bow down to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But the Lord, who brought you up from the land of Egypt with great power in an outstretched arm, him you shall fear. Him you shall worship, and him you shall offer sacrifice. And the statutes and ordinance, the law, and the commandment which he wrote for you, you shall be careful to observe forever. You shall not fear other gods. In the covenant that I have made with you, you shall not forget, nor shall you fear other gods. But the Lord your God you shall fear, and he will deliver you from the hand of all your enemies. However, you did not obey, but they followed their former rituals. So this nation feared the Lord, yet served their carved images. Also their children and their children's children have continued doing as their fathers did, even to this day. 2 Kings chapter 18. Now, it came to pass in the third year of Hosea, the son of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abby, the daughter of Zechariah, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father David had done. He removed the high places and broke the sacred pillars, cut down the wooden image, and broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. And yet, those deeds the children of Israel burned incense to it and called it Nehushtan. He first trusted in the Lord of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor who were before him. For he held fast to the Lord. He did not depart from following him, but kept his commandments which the Lord had commanded Moses. The Lord was with him. He prepared wherever prospered he went. And he rebelled against the king of Assyria and did not serve him. He subdued the Philistines as far as Gaza and its territory, from which tower to fortified city. Now, to pass in the fourth year of King Hezekiah, which was the seventh year of Hosea, the son of Elah, king of Assyria, that the Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, came up against Samaria and besieged it. At the end of the 3 years, they took it. In the sixth year of Hezekiah, that is, the ninth year of Hosea, king of Israel, Samaria was taken. Then the king of Assyria carried Israel away captive to Assyria and put them in Hela, and by the harbor, the river of Gazan, and in the city of the Medes, because they did not obey the voice of the Lord their God, but transgressed his covenant and all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded. And they would neither hear nor do them. And in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the fortified city of Judah and took it. Then Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king of Assyria at Lachish, saying, I have done wrong. Turn away from me. Whatever you impose on me, I will pay. And the king of Assyria assessed Hezekiah, king of Judah, 300 talents of silver and talents of gold. So Hezekiah gave him all the silver that was found in the house of the Lord and in the treasuries of the king's house. At that time, Hezekiah stripped the gold from the doors of the temple of the Lord and from the pillars which Hezekiah, king of Judah, had overlaid, and gave it to the king of Assyria. Then the king of Assyria sent to Tartan and Rapsus on the Rebeshekah, and from Lachish with a great army against Jerusalem. The king of Hezekiah, the king Hezekiah, and they went up and came to Jerusalem. Then they came up, they went and stood by the aqueduct by the upper pool, which was on the highway to the fullest sphere. And when they had called to the king, Elikam, and son of Elikiah, who was over the household, Shebna, the scribe, and Joah, the son of Asaph, the recorder, came out to them. Then Rabshakeh said to them, "See now, Hezekiah, thus says the great king, the king of Assyria, what confidence is this in which you trust? You speak of having plans and power of war, but they are mere words. And in whom do you trust that ye rebel against me? Now look, you are trusting in the staff of his broken reed, Egypt, on which if a man leans, it will be and go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all who trust in him. But if you say to me, we trust in the Lord our God, is it not he whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah has taken away and said to Judah and Jerusalem, you shall worship my father's altar in Jerusalem. Now, therefore, I urge you, give a pledge to my master, the king of Assyria, and I will give you 2,000 horses. If you're able on your part to put riders on them. Now, how then will you rebel one captain of the least of my master's servants and put your trust in Egypt for chariots and horsemen? Have I now come up without the Lord against this place to destroy it? The Lord said to me, give up against this land and destroy it. Go up against this land and destroy it. Then Elikam, the son of Hilkiah, Shebna, and Joah said to Rabshakeh, please speak to your servants Aramaic, for my understanding it, and do not speak to us in Hebrew in the hearing of the people who are on the wall. But Rabshakeh said to them, has my master sent me to your master and to speak these words, and not to the men who sit on the wall, who will sit and drink there own waste with you. Then Reb Sheka stood and called out with a loud voice in Hebrew and said, saying, "Hear the word of the king, great king, the king of Assyria." Thus says the king, "Deceive you. Do not let Hezekiah deceive you. For he shall not be able to deliver you from his hand. Now let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, 'The Lord will surely deliver us. This city shall not be given up into the hand of the king of Assyria.' Do not listen to Hezekiah, for thus says the king of Assyria, 'Make peace with me, buy a present and come out to me, and every one of you eat from his own vine, and every one from his own fig tree, and every one of you drink the waters of his own cistern until I come and take you away to the land like your own land, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards, a land of olive groves and honey, that you may live and not die. But do not listen to Hezekiah, lest he persuade you, saying, 'The Lord will deliver us,' as any of the gods of the nations that all delivered its land from the hand of the king of Assyria. Are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepphivan and Hema and Iva? Indeed, have they delivered Samaria from their hand, from my hand? Who among all of the gods of the lands were delivered their countries from my hand, that the Lord said, 'Deliver Jerusalem from my hand'? But the people held their peace, and I said to him, 'Not a word.' For the king's commandment was, 'Do not answer him.' The Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, who was over the household of Shebna, the recorder, came to Hezekiah, clothes torn, and told him the words of the Rabshakeh. 2 Kings chapter 19. And as it was, when the king Hezekiah heard it, that he tore his clothes, covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord. Then he sent Eliakim, who was over the household, Shebna, the scribe, and the elders of the priests covered with sackcloth, to Asaiah, the prophet, the son of Amos. And they said to him, 'Thus says Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and rebuke, and blasphemy, for the children have come to birth, but there's no strength to bring them forth. It may be that the Lord your God will hear all the words of the Rishikah, whom his master, the king of Assyria, has sent to reproach in living God, and will rebuke the words which the Lord your God has heard. Therefore, lift up your prayer for the remnant that is left. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said to them, thus you shall say to your master, thus says the Lord, do not be afraid of the words which you have heard, with which the servant of the king of Assyria has blasphemed me. Surely, I will send a spirit upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. Then Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria weighing against Ribna, for he heard that he had departed from Lachish, and the king heard concerning Tekoah, king of Ethiopia. Look, he has come out to make war with you. So he again sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, thus you shall speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, do not let your God, in whom you trust, deceive you, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Look, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the land by utterly destroying them, and shall you be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered those whom my fathers have destroyed? Gozan and Haran and Rezeph and the people of Edom who are in Telzar. Where is the king of Hamath, the king of Arpad, and the king of the city of Sephram, Hena and Iva? And Hezekiah received a letter from the hand of the messenger and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, the one who delivers and dwells between the cherubim, you are God. You alone of all the kingdoms of the earth, you have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, hear, O Lord, and hear. Open your ears, O Lord, and see. Open your eyes and hear the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to reproach the living God. Truly, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations of their lands and have cast their gods into the fire. For they were not gods, but the work of man's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Lord, our God, I pray, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord God, you alone. Then Isaiah, the son of Amoz, sent to Hezekiah, saying, thus says the Lord God of Israel, because you have prayed to me against Shechem, king of Assyria, I have heard. This is the word which the Lord has spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, has despised you, laughed you to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her hand, her head behind your back. Whom have you reproached and blasphemed? Against whom have you raised your voice and lifted up your eyes on high? Against the Holy One of Israel. But your messengers you have reproached the Lord and said, by the multitude of my chariots, I have come up to the height of the mountains, to the limits of Lebanon. I will cut down its tall cedar and its choice cypress trees. I will enter an extremely of its borders, extremity of their borders, to its fruitful forest. I have dug and drunk strong water, strange water, and with the soles of my feet I have dried up all the brooks of defense. Did you not hear long ago how I made it from ancient times to that I formed it? Now I have brought it to pass that you should be for crushing fortified cities into heaps of ruins. Therefore, the inhabitants had little power. They were dismayed and confounded. India was the grass of the field and the greener as the grass on the hilltop, and grain blighted before it grown. But I know your dwelling place. You're going out and you're coming in, and your rage against me, because your rage against me and your tumult. Come, have come up to my ears. Therefore, I will put my hook in your nose and my bridle in your lips, and I will turn turn you back by the way which you come. Ye shall be a sign to me. This shall be a sign to me. Ye shall eat this year such as grows of itself. And in the second year, what springs from the same, also in the third year, sow and reap. Plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them, and remain, and the remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. Out of Jerusalem shall go a remnant, and those who escape from Mount Zion, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria. He shall not come into the city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor build a siege mound against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and he shall not come into his city, says the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it for my now own sake and for my servant David's sake. It came to pass on a certain night that the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of Assyria the Assyrians 185,000. And when people arose early in the morning, there were the corpses all dead. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, deported and went away, returned home and remained at Nineveh. Now it came to pass, as he was worshiping in the city of Nisroch, his god, that his sons Abramelech, the Sismar struck him down with the sword, and they escaped into the lands of Ariat. Then Isaban, his son, reigned in his place. Second Kings, chapter 20. In this year, in these days, Hezekiah was sick, near death. Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, set your heart in order, for you shall die and not live." Then he turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, "Remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart, and have done what was good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly, and it happened before Isaiah had come out into the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, return until Hezekiah the letter to my, the leader to my people. Thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely, I will heal you. On the third day, you shall go up to the house of the Lord, and I will add to your days 15 years. I will deliver you to this city for the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for the sake of my servant David. Then Isaiah said, a lump of figs, and they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. And Hezekiah said to Isaiah, what is the sign that the Lord will heal me, and I shall go up to the house of the Lord the third day? Then Isaiah said, this is the sign to you from the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing which he has spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go backward 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, it is an easy thing for the shadow to go down, go backward, go down 10 degrees, not but let the shadow go backward 10 degrees. So Isaiah, the prophet, cried out to the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down on the sundial of Ahaz. At that time, Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and presented to Hezekiah, for he heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah was attentive to them and showed them all the house of his treasures, the silver and gold, the pieces and priceless ornament, and all his armory, all that was found among his treasures. There was nothing in the house or in all his domain, in dominion, that Hezekiah did not show them. Then Isaiah, the prophet, went to King Hezekiah and said to him, what did these men say? And from where did they come to you? So Hezekiah said, they come from a far country, from Babylon. And he said, what have they seen in your house? So Hezekiah answered, they have seen all that is in my house. There's nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them. Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house and what your fathers have accumulated until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord. And they shall take away some of your sons who will descend before you, whom you will beget, and they shall be eunuchs, the palace of the king of Babylon. So Hosea said to Isaiah, the word of the Lord which you have spoken is good. But he said, will there not be peace and truth, at least in my days? Now, the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and his might, and how they made a pool and a tunnel and brought water into the city, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? So Hezekiah rested with his fathers. Then Manasseh, his son, reigned in his place. Amen. Amen. Once again, we come to the close of a fabulous reading on this evening. We truly thank God for you spending the time with us here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends tonight. We're coming close to the end of this book, Second Kings. But we truly understand the importance that God has given unto today, knowing that if we live in right by the Lord, we can fulfill. He will answer our prayers and carry us forth. He keeps a promise, as he has to David. There will be four generations of kings through that, even through the sin that's happened to Jeroboam. You know how Israel began worshiping and serving sin and Baal. We have a chance to serve God without that, worshiping idol gods and burning incense on altars and high places. We ought to love the Lord with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And as we do so, we never see one forsaken who trusts in the Lord or his seed begging for bread. God will provide. Thank you for the reading and hearing of God's word. May you be blessed, healed, and directed to do that which is right. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, once again, I thank you for the obedience we have on today. We continue to be obedient, doing what thus says the Lord, and reading and studying your word as well, giving you praise, glory, and honor as often as we can. He's trusting you, and we believe in you. We thank you, and give you praise. And we pray for those who are struggling in addictions or afraid at some point of being alone. We pray for that one who's being incarcerated in our jail and our prisoner boot camps and being released into society with no place to go, sinning that they may be lost and distraught. We ask, God, for those that are sinning and seeking help and understanding, we pray for those that are running from you. We ask for healing and direction in Jesus' name. We give you praise, glory, and honor as always. And as we say, we never could have made it. And that we almost let go, but we trust in you.
This song says,
until
God's
tomorrow,
mercy,
God bless you.
Me.
We love you, and God will keep you. Amen.
Anybody in here ever felt
be
like
blessed.
Giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.